Coming up on episode number 372, it's Sunday, so yes, it is time for the All Request Show. Tonight, covers of New Order, Bad Company, REO Speedwagon, and some trivia at the end. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is October 14th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of the All Request Sunday Night Show. This is a chance for you to pick the songs that I play on the show every week, and you do it by sending me an email or calling in a request to the request line or even posting something on the forums or in the weblogs at coverville.com. Like I said, coming up on tonight's show, songs by New Order, Bad Company, REO Speedwagon, Sting, but you're not going to hear any of those artists performing them. You're going to hear new artists that are performing cover versions or versions of those songs that are different and hopefully unique when compared to the original. We're going to get things started with a couple of audio comments about the recent Spice Girls cover story. Let me turn the volume down to the backing music and let's get to some of those.
Hi, Brian. This is Charles Barrio. You know me as Mr. Gilt from a late-night Twitter conversation about bags of crap. Anyway, just wanted to thank you so much for the cover from Zebrahead of Wannabe. That is just like awesome, dipped in awesome, covered with awesome, with awesome on top. It's great. Great show. Keep up the great work. Half my iTunes purchases are because of your show. Wow. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Gilt. And let's hear from one other person who I think enjoyed the Spice Girls show.
Damn you, Ibbett. I just listened to the Spice Girls Coverville version of Coverville episode, and now I've got to go home, and I'm actually going to download Spice Girls songs because you've got the damn thing stuck in my head. Keep up the great work, Brian. Thanks.
Well, thank you, and glad you enjoyed it, and you know, the Spice Girls are not so bad, right? You know, they sold out their concert over there in the UK in like seconds, didn't they? Holy cow. All right, well, let's go ahead and get to our first track of the evening. This one is a request by Nevin, who lives in Bangor in Northern Ireland. I think I'm actually going to get to go out to Ireland this summer, or summer of 2008. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that is like. I bet it's just beautiful. I think we're going to Dublin, so I don't know how far north we're going to go. But Nevin wanted to hear a local Belfast hero, Duke Special, from his album Songs of the Deep Forest. They do an awesome version, a gorgeous version here of And It Stoned Me, originally by Van Morrison. Let's spin up the Victrola here and we'll listen to the track.
From the county fair, the rain kept pouring down. Me and Billy were standing there with a single half crown. With our fishing rods and the tackle on our backs, just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Hope I don't rain all day. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like jelly roll. And it stoned me stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home, and it stoned me. Well, the rain let up, the sun came up, and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. We drive a grin and we jump right in, and he dropped us off the road. We looked at the swim and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water, oh. Get at myself from the mountain stream, and it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like jelly roll, and it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home, and it stoned. Saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eye. He lived all alone in his little old home with a great big gallon jar on it. Bottles too warm for me and you, and he said, hey, there you are. Oh, the water, oh. Just like jelly roll, and it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home, and it stoned me. And it stoned.
Hey, Brian, this is Reed from Hawaii. And a car is going to walk past me right when I leave this message. That's just awesome. I was listening today to the podcast you did with Adrina Thorpe, and you did her cover of Time After Time. I know she was talking about another person that did.
And I think he actually does mean the Alison Krauss interview. Too distracted by the cars walking by him.
Time. I know she was talking about another person that did that. The person who did that cover, the kind of mellow version of that cover, was Eva Cassidy. I'm pretty sure you played it, actually, on Coverville. But I know she was talking about Eva Cassidy because she's the one who died a couple years ago of melanoma. Anyway, I was thinking that I actually haven't heard very much Eva Cassidy in a while. And she does a very good cover of Imagine. She does another good cover of Fields of Gold. Anyway, if you could play something, just, you know, help me kind of mellow out here because I'm going crazy listening to really bad church music in the church that I live next to. But anyway, thanks, Brian. And another car is going to drive past me as I close this message out. That's just awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Brian. Chad Bergeron here, host of the ACA podcast. And I just finished listening to episode 347. I'm thrilled that you're going to be putting on another acapella episode, and I have lots of suggestions. But I'll email you those, because what this is actually a request. In honor of your newfound joy of sultry female vocals, I thought you might want to check out Sting's Fields of Gold as covered by Eva Cassidy. You can find that on some various compilations here and there. I'm sure you can dig that out amongst your vaults. So, yeah, thanks for the show, and looking forward to episode 348.
Ooh. You'll remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And you tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold.
Cassidy's Fields of Gold. I was listening to that and trying to decide what it is that I really love about Ava Cassidy's voice, because that actually came up as a discussion between me and longtime Coverville listener and fan Wayne from the UK. It's the stuff that she does in this song specifically right around the 52nd mark, where she takes her vocals into another register, and there's not a second of strain or any sort of effect of her voice having a hard time going up into those upper registers. It stays just as clear as when she's down in the lower registers. And I think her voice, when she's down in those lower registers, for some reason, maybe I'm the only one, but it reminds me of Annie Lennox a little bit. Maybe listen back to the song if you want to hear what I'm talking about. That is Fields of Gold going out to Chad and Reed in Hawaii. That comes from her album Songbird, which came out in 1998. And yeah, it was the singer, I believe, that Alison Krauss was talking about in that recent interview. Such a beautiful rendition of that song. Before that, you heard Duke Special with his version of And It Stoned Me, originally by Van Morrison. That is going out to Nevin in Bangor, Northern Ireland. Thanks for suggesting that one. Now, the album that it comes from is Songs from the Deep Forest. And the version that they sell on Amazon does not include that cover. So if you want that version of And It Stoned Me, which I'm sure you do because it is cool, you do need to buy the iTunes digital version or find some online version of the album that does contain that track. All right, how about, the light is blinking on the Coverville phone line, so let's see who's calling.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Lockjaw, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad. How's yourself?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, I really enjoyed that cover you played of MacArthur Park on your last show. Just wondering if you noticed at the end of the guitar solo, they go into the solo from Riding the Storm Out by REO Speedwagon. Thought that was pretty funny. Go back and listen to it. It's rather clever. Anyway, great stuff, and we'll talk to you later, man. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Lacha. Thanks for also putting together a phone call that I got to kind of play along with a real live call there at the beginning. Well, your call, Lacha, reminded me of an email that I had received late last month, so still timely, from Pat from Leominster in Massachusetts. Pat writes, just wondering, I spent a couple hours online the other day and couldn't find any REO Speedwagon covers anywhere. I searched your archives, and I couldn't find an instance where you've done anything by them, so I was wondering if you could find some. Really, anything would be cool. They had such a great sound for their time. Well, even if you can't find REO covers, keep up the good work anyway. Love your show. Thank you, Pat, from Leominster, Mass. Let's go ahead and play you a great cover of Take It on the Run, originally by REO Speedwagon. This one comes from perennial favorites of the Coverville listening audience. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. You'll find this on their 2004 album, When They Ruin Johnny's Bar Mitzvah. Here's Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Heard it from a friend too. Heard it from a friend too. Heard it from another you've been messing around. Say you got a boyfriend. You're up there every weekend. I'm talking about you and it's making me down. But I know the neighborhood. Like a sheep when the story is good. The tales of color on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You run to the gate, so you take it on the run. Painted up the light lies, put it on your bedroom eyes. Say you're coming home, but you won't say where. But I can feel it coming if you make the night keep a running, and you may never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're another girl, so you take it on the run. Yeah.
24 hours a day, I've been smoking hot. I know I really care. tablets by his head. Johnny's life passed him by like a warm summer day. If you listen to the wind, sometimes you can still hear him play. Well, don't you know? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That is a super group of sorts called Golden Smog from their album called On Golden Smog, a kind of debut EP that they came out with in 1992. Golden Smog featured members of The Replacements, the drummer for The Replacements, Chris Mars, as well as Wilco, The Jayhawks, Run Westy Run, and the Super, the Honey Dogs, including, as well as, I should say, not including, as well as Soul Asylum. And you actually can hear Dave Perner, who is the lead singer of Soul Asylum, there doing the vocals for that track. That was a request by Matt, who I assume is from, he did say it. He is from the Twin Cities and a fan of that local Minneapolis St. Paul music scene, of which there are so many bands, and you can really hear the influences there of Soul Asylum, The Replacements. I think that's one of the really unique things about the Minneapolis sound is that they do tend to influence each other. That was Shooting Star, which was originally by Bad Company, and like I said, comes from that On Golden Smog EP. Before that, Frank Black and Teenage Fan Club, a suggestion by Adam. It's a cover of James Taylor's Handyman, and it comes from the 1994 John Peel Sessions EP for Frank Black and Teenage Fan Club. And then we start off the set with a little REO Speedwagon, covered there by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, coming from their Ruin Johnny's Bar Mitzvah album. That was Take It on the Run, and that was going out to Pat from Leominster, Mass. Kyle C. emailed me and recommended a movie that Tina and I had seen called Mirror Mask. And for some reason, I thought I'd played this on the show before. I'm really surprised I haven't. There's a scene in the movie, and it's a Neil Gaiman movie. And if you liked Pan's Labyrinth, then you'd probably like Mirror Mask. Tina's over there nodding her head. It is a very kind of quirky, weird, off-the-wall fantasy film that definitely is not like anything else that you've seen, although I did just compare it to Pan's Labyrinth. There's a point in the movie at which in which the main character is in a box full of is in a room full of jack-in-the-boxes, I believe, and I'm trying to remember it myself because we did see it quite a while ago. And all of a sudden, the jack-in-the-boxes start popping their heads out, little puppets, and singing this version I'm about to play for you of the Burt Bacharach "They Long to Be Close to You," which was, of course, popularized by the Carpenters. The song is attributed to Josephine Cronholm. I don't know of anything else that she's done, but listen to the weirdness and quirky coolness that is Josephine Cronholm's version of "They Long to Be Close to You."
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, sky every time
A shot right through into a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find, living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of a fool won't set you free, but that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. And every day my confusion grows. Every time I see down on my knees and pray, I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. I feel fine and I feel good, I feel like I never should. Whenever I get this way, I just don't know what to say. Why can't we be ourselves like we were yesterday? I'm not sure what this could mean, I don't think you're what you seem. I do admit to myself that if I hurt someone else, then I'll never see just what we're meant to be. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. Every time I see you falling, I'll get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say.
See, now there's someone else who sings with a beautiful accent. That is Frente with their version of Bizarre Love Triangle, originally. Oh, the dog just came here and is shaking like crazy. Bizarre Love Triangle, covered there by Frente, originally by New Order. That was a request by Tessa, whose friend turned her on to Coverville. She's loved this cover for a long time and has noticed how much I like to play male songs that are covered with female vocals. So she wanted to hear that, and I looked back, and I haven't played that since episode 63 of the show, so I thought it was a fine time to bring it back onto the show. I'm really surprised, actually, that it never makes it onto the Coverville Countdown. Before that, They Long to Be Close to You, originally by Burt Bacharach, made famous by the Carpenters. That version you'll find on the soundtrack to the movie Mirror Mask, and it's performed by Josephine Kronholm. And really, if you like quirky fantasy kind of movies, then you owe it to yourself to check out Mirror Mask, and especially if you're a fan of Neil Gaiman and his writing, which I am. Let's get to a really quick comment by Tom regarding Lyrics Undercover.
Hey, Brian, this is Tom DJ from the Better and Dark podcast. I realize this might not exactly be a Coverville question, but I figure you probably would want to address it on Coverville. But I'm a big fan of your Lyrics Undercover little podcast. They're like little pieces of popcorn. They're like almost like little like pieces of candy. You just pop into your mouth, you listen to it for 5 minutes, and that's it for the day. And I love that format. But I have not been able to the Denver Post podcast site has not updated since May 30th, and I was wondering what happened. I know that you've apparently done more because you make reference to a couple of them in some of the Coverville episodes, and maybe so you had a falling out with the Denver Post people, and or maybe there was a problem with their server or something, and we just want to know. I just want to know where I can get my pieces of candy now. I still love, as you know, Coverville, and I promise you I'll get you some more Musically Challenged, but I just want my popcorn in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I will talk to you later. Have yourself a beautiful day.
Thanks, Tom. There were some problems early on. There have been sporadic problems with the Denver Post delivery of the show. If you're going to the Denver Post site to grab Lyrics Undercover or Today in Music History, you probably want to grab those directly from the feed, or in the case of Lyrics Undercover, just go to lyricsundercover.com. There's on coverville.com up in the top right corner, you'll find an RSS feed for Lyrics Undercover that you can subscribe to, and you'll never miss an episode. It's weekly, it's about 5 minutes a week, and I take one song and turn it upside down, analyze the band and the song lyrics themselves to uncover any sort of trivia or unusual facts about the song. I like to think of it as the podcast version of VH1's not Behind the Music. What was that pop-up video? The podcast version of pop-up video. If you're a listener today in Music History, then that one actually did. There were some cuts at the Denver Post. Some people got laid off, actually. There were some budget issues there. And Today in Music History is not being served by them anymore. However, the fine folks at the Podcast Network are taking that one on, so you can find that at todayinmusichistory.thepodcastnetwork.com, or, of course, use the link in the top right corner of Coverville to subscribe to that one. All right, enough chitter-chatter about that. Tina is in the Coverville studios. Hey, Tina.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
You know, you might also, I mean, I think people should still go to the Denver Post to try to find it, because then it shows that people are listening, you know, listening levels go up.
Right. That's true.
But yeah, I mean, if you don't go, if you can't find it there, obviously.
Yeah. Well, go, because I think their site actually feeds off of mine. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead and subscribe to my feed, and and they'll see those numbers. However, if you do like those shows, then please, you actually can do me a great service by emailing the Denver Post and telling them that you enjoy those shows, and that way they'll maybe want more. And I think that's podsquad@denverpost.com, if I'm not mistaken. podsquad@denverpost.com if you enjoy Lyrics Undercover, or if you used to enjoy getting the Today in Music History show from them. All right. Well, Tina joins me for more than just telling listeners about great things they can do to help me with the Denver Post. She also joins me for Musically Challenged.
Uh-huh.
And we have a new provider of Musically Challenged. But before, and I ask you this every week, are you having a good weekend, by the way?
It's getting better.
Good.
Yeah.
It's almost over.
Over, I know.
It's a bad time for the weekend to start getting better at 7:30 on a Sunday night.
I know. Yeah.
Anything you want to say before we get into the show?
No, just the backside of your desk here looks really fantastic since I dusted it.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah, I never get back there.
You really don't. So you don't know how dusty it can get. And so I wow. Yeah, I finally got my duster out and dealt with it.
Thanks.
Sure.
All right. And that's, I can actually see my mixer now. Wow. All right,
yeah.
There it is. Okay, let's go ahead and get into Musically Challenged. This one comes from Larry Goodman.
Hello, Brian and Tina.
Hey, Larry.
My name is Larry Goodman, host of the My Toledo podcast. It's a simple show about my hometown, Toledo, Ohio, and I hope you'll give it a listen. I'm about to give you a Musically Challenged quiz. I will name 5 songs by lyrics only. It'll be your job to figure out the artist.
Oh, you're going to be
good. And for a bonus, all 5 artists will be linked in some way. That's for you to figure out and for me to tell you. Stand by.
That's cool.
Here's question one. In every heart, there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong, to heal the wounds of lovers past until a new one comes along.
Ooh.
I don't know.
That first part, in every heart, there is a room. It's not coming to me, though. All right, let's go to the next one. I feel like we got the Super Friends. Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice. You know, that's what we should be seeing right now.
Here's question two. He works hard to give her what he thinks she wants. Three-car garage, her own credit cards.
Oh, that is such an 80s song. I know
really?
It. Yeah, it is. Can you replay that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it not familiar to you?
It's not.
Here's question two. He works hard to give her what he thinks she wants. Three-car garage, her own credit cards.
He works hard. I think she wants. Anything?
Yeah.
No,
okay. But it's very familiar.
All right.
Here's question three. If I could grant you just one wish, I wish you could see the way you kiss.
That one I know, because it is such a goofy line. Do you know what that one is?
I don't know, but it is very familiar.
It's Faith Hill, This Kiss.
Okay.
Question four goes like this. Sat on the roof and kicked off the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they got me quite cross.
Yep, okay. Know that one?
No. Have no clue.
Sat on the roof and kicked off the moss. A few of the verses. Oh, it's Elton John, Your Song.
Wow.
Yes.
And finally, here's question five. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I ever wanted. My arms are open wide. For you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. I want to tell you so much. I love you.
Oh, my God. It sounds like, I swear, I want to say it's Air Supply.
No, but it's so close. It's right around that same time frame, definitely.
I know. Is it Journey?
No.
No. Dang.
It's a solo singer, solo artist.
Can I hear that again?
Yes.
Thanks.
Question five. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I ever wanted. My arms are open wide. For you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. I want to tell you so much. I love you.
Oh, it's like, is it Lionel Richie?
That's exactly who it is.
Okay, thanks. I
with,
got one.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right, so Faith Hill, Elton John, Lionel Richie, and then...
Oh, and the mysterious first one.
The mysterious first two we didn't get.
Yeah.
And what they all have in common.
Hmm.
Well, I know they're not all from Toledo.
Yeah.
I was kind of looking for maybe a...
They're not all American.
No.
Or international.
During that interlude, I hope you figured out the answers, for here they are. Yeah. Question one, In Every Heart There Is a Room, is from Billy Joel's And So It Goes.
Oh, okay.
Question two, Buy Me a Rose by Kenny Rogers, featured that lyric about giving the wife everything she wants. Number three... is Faith Hill, The Way You Love Me.
Oh, The Way You Love Me, not This
Asking the question, if I could grant you just one wish. Number four, Elton John's Your Song, talking about kicking off the moss from the roof. And question five, Lionel Richie's Hello, telling a young lady that he's interested in her. The underlying theme, of course, all the songs were at one time number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in their different genres. I hope you enjoyed this quiz, and I hope to see you around my Toledo. Bye-bye for now, folks.
Thanks, Larry, and do appreciate it. That was a good one. I didn't. I should have picked up on the fact that they were number ones, because certainly those last three I knew were number ones, and I didn't recognize that Billy Joel "And So It Goes."
No, but as soon as he said it, it's like, yeah, I should have gotten that one.
I think I played most of these songs when I was doing wedding DJs, actually.
Really? Even the Kenny Rogers? Weddings.
Maybe not that one, and I think Faith Hill may have come out after. I was doing weddings, but certainly the other three.
You know why Kenny Rogers came at stuck out in my head is...
What's that?
my grandparents used to take my brother and I camping, and I mean, we would listen to Elvis Presley and Kenny Rogers and the Oak Ridge Boys. And that's like what we listened to every single time we went up to the mountains,
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Tina, for joining me for Lyrics Under... for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
Now I'm all stumbling over that. If you want to send in a request of your very own, much like you heard everybody throughout this episode, please do so at coverville.com for the email address, 206-222-COVER or 2683 for the phone number, or use the weblogs or forums to discuss or make recommendations, and you'll find all that along with archives of the show and links to where you can buy Coverville clothing or use the hosting service that Coverville uses, Bluehost. You'll find all of that at coverville.com. That is going to do it for tonight's show. We'll be back on Tuesday night with a theme. I've got a couple different ideas for what the theme is going to be, and it all depends on what comes in the mail over the next couple days. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens with that. Stick around for those on Tuesday. Until then, for that one on Tuesday. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.